Okay, thank you so much. So today, as was just described, I'm going to be reporting some findings on unprotected anal intercourse, which I'm going to call anal sex because that's a little bit more easy, rolls off the tongue a little bit better, in low-income areas in the United States. And these are taken from data from the National HIV Behavioral Surveillance System in 2006 and 2007. There we go. It's just going slow. There we go. Let's do this. There we go. Okay. So, first I'm going to begin with giving some background information on HIV in the United States. The CDC estimates that more than 1 million people are living with HIV, and in addition, 1 in 5 living with HIV are actually unaware of their infection, making efforts to treat and contain the transmission of HIV difficult. HIV is concentrated in subpopulations in the United States. So although gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men are actually have the highest rates of HIV in the United States, some heterosexuals and women continue to be affected. In 2009, heterosexual contact, meaning you had sex with someone who was either HIV infected or was at high risk of HIV, accounted for actually 27% of all new HIV infections, and 28% of all people living with HIV were infected via heterosexual contact. Women as a group account for 23% of all new annual infections and are infected mostly through sex with someone who's infected. In 2009, 85% of women who were diagnosed with HIV infection were actually infected this way, versus only about 15% that were infected through injection drug use. And among women, I want to make the point that black women are the most affected by HIV. The HIV incidence rate for black women is nearly 15 times that of white women and nearly 4 times that of Hispanic and Latino women. So what are the sexual risk factors for women, for heterosexual women in the United States? Obviously, having unprotected vaginal and anal sex, and by that I mean sex without a condom, are the primary risk factors. However, sexual behaviors don't all have the same infection risk. For example, anal sex is a greater risk of HIV transmission in women than vaginal sex. In fact, the estimated risk per act for acquiring HIV is 5 times greater when women engage in anal sex, particularly anal sex without a condom, compared to vaginal sex. And so it's important to understand anal sex behaviors among women in the United States. So our research questions were, how common and what are the correlates of unprotected anal sex among women at increased risk of HIV? And is sex without a condom more frequent when women engage in anal sex than when they engage in vaginal sex? So we used data from the National HIV Behavioral Surveillance System, what I'll call NHBS. In general, NHBS is a system that monitors HIV risk behaviors, HIV testing behaviors, use of prevention services, and HIV infection rates among people that are at the very highest risk of HIV infection. That is men who have sex with men, or MSM, injection drug users, or IDU, and heterosexuals at increased risk, what we call HET. And basically, I'll be talking about the heterosexual population today. So we used data from the first pilot cycle, actually, of NHBS among heterosexuals. That was in 2006 through 2007. There are 25 cities involved in NHBS that had high AIDS prevalence. That's how the cities are chosen. There's a standardized in-person interview that's anonymous. And we actually used 2 types of sampling methods, respondent-driven sampling and venue-based sampling. I'm not going to go into detail because I don't have enough time, but I can answer questions later. The participant eligibility for the cycle were men and women, age 18 to 50, who reported one or more opposite sex partners in the past 12 months. And there's a focus on persons in low-income neighborhoods. And again, I don't have enough time, but perhaps I can answer questions about this after the talk. So these are the cities that participated in the NHBS cycle among heterosexuals in 2006 and 2007. So our analysis criteria, you can see here, we included women only, obviously we took out the men, and those without a previous HIV positive test results. And that's because we know that persons who know their positive HIV status actually modify their behaviors And so that would decrease the risk of transmission to others, and that would bias our results. Our objectives, so for, I'm sorry, we also excluded women with other known risk factors like injection drug use and commercial sex work, and that's again because that population is different than the general heterosexual population. And finally, for our objectives, we described the demographic and risk behaviors of these women and measured the frequency of and correlates of unprotected anal sex among these women. And we used bivariate and multivariable analysis using SAS 9.2. Okay. So just some very briefly, some sample characteristics before I give you the results. You can see that our sample here of females, there's 7,304 women. And most of the women were younger. Almost half were actually under the age of 29. And the most of the women were Black, 71%, and Hispanic or Latino. Again, we focused on neighborhoods in urban cores, and this is partially why we got this sample. Okay, education. Most women had either a high school diploma or less, and the annual household income is very very low, and so most women had under $20,000 of income. Finally, one just point on the general risk behaviors of the women. There were very low, I would say, levels of sex partner risk, and actually 51%, interestingly enough, a previous presentation had about the same number. I actually would say that's low in certain ways, but so 51% had only one partner in the last 12 months. And just looking at the overall levels of unprotected sex, both anal and vaginal, first, you can see that in the past 12 months, 22% of the sample said that they had anal sex in the past 12 months. That's a pretty high proportion. Of those, 83% said they had anal sex without a condom. If you compare that to vaginal sex, because of the criteria of our sample, almost all the women had vaginal sex. Some only had oral. But of those women, 78% said they had vaginal sex without a condom. So you want to compare the 83 to the 78%. Okay, so now looking at what we have here is a bivariate model, and so we investigated the factors we thought were associated with unprotected anal sex. So in the analysis, we had these four variables: race, age, number of sex partners, and injection drug use. These were all significant, statistically significant at 0.001. And again, I don't want to go through every single one of them, but I will just mention that basically what we found here is that Hispanic and Latino women were significantly more likely to have had unprotected anal sex than Black, and then not compared to Black, and whites also had higher levels. By age, you can see that the middle cohorts had were more likely to have unprotected sex, anal sex. And for injection drug use, there's actually a reversed, the 41% is actually heroin users. So heroin users had higher rates of unprotected anal sex. And finally, women with more sex partners had higher levels of unprotected anal sex. In our final multivariate model, we looked at factors that were associated independently with unprotected anal sex. And we included all the variables you saw before that were significant in our bivariate analysis. So these results show that Hispanic and Latino women had 2 times greater odds of having unprotected anal sex than Black women, and white women had about 1.5 times greater odds of having unprotected anal sex than Black women. By age, women who were 25 to 29 and 30 to 39 had greater odds of having unprotected anal sex than women who were 18 to 24. And non-injection drug use was not significantly related to having unprotected anal sex. However, the number of sex partners was significantly related. Women with 4 or more partners had almost 4 times the greater odds of having unprotected anal sex in the past 12 months compared to women with 1 sex partner, and women with 2 to 3 sex partners had almost 2-fold greater chances of having unprotected anal sex compared to women with 1 partner. So there's a couple limitations I have to mention about our sample and our analysis. Social desirability bias may have affected our estimates because these data are self-reported and participants might have underreported their risk behaviors. Moreover, the data are not representative of all heterosexual women. They were collected in 25 cities with high AIDS prevalence, and they also focused on areas where women and heterosexuals were in high poverty areas. Furthermore, the data have not been weighted to account for the bias that may result from our sampling methods. Okay. In summary, our numbers clearly show that many female heterosexuals engage in anal sex, 22% engaged in this in the past 12 months. The majority of this behavior is unprotected, so 83% of the women, of the anal intercourse, anal sex, was unprotected. Finally, some women had greater odds of having unprotected anal sex than others. As I said, Hispanic and white women, women with more sex partners, and old and slightly older women were more likely to engage in this behavior than those who were black, had fewer sex partners, and were younger. So in conclusion, interventions are needed to inform women of the risks of unprotected anal sex. Sex without a condom is more frequent when women have anal sex. Heterosexual women may also benefit from prevention messages and programs educating them about anal sex. And we think that women may just be unaware of this risk, and we need to focus on anal sex for at-risk female populations. Finally, just wanted to mention some implications of this research. We know that we need to have additional research to understand unprotected anal sex. There is a lot of literature out there, but I don't. It's very, it's difficult to get population-based studies, and that's what this study is. And finally, we need to understand more about how anal sex may be a technique chosen by women to prevent pregnancy and other reasons that make it, so we can talk to women about this behavior. And finally, I just want to acknowledge all the million people that work on this cycle, and to thank the study participants.